A bipartisan coalition of officials, nuclear industry folks, venture capitalists, and locals gathered near Paducah to celebrate big news. The announcement to build what its owners call the country's first privately funded uranium enrichment operation. Both of Kentucky's U.S. senators were there. Republicans Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell, and so was Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, who said the state many still think of as coal country is ready for its next step. This new enrichment operation will be built at the former Paducah gaseous diffusion plant. It used to be a government-run nuclear enrichment facility until it closed up shop in 2013. The private company behind this new $1.5 billion development is General Matter. Its CEO, Scott Nolan, is a former SpaceX employee. He says the history of the Kentucky site was a big attraction for the company. General Matter was incubated inside of Founders Fund, the venture capital firm co-created by billionaire investor and Trump ally Peter Thiel. Nolan's company has not yet enriched any uranium, but he was in the Oval Office when President Trump signed the executive orders to fast-track nuclear energy in the U.S. and end its reliance on foreign uranium. It launched early last year and already has two federal contracts with the Department of Energy to supply uranium for reactors across the country. Under the Biden administration, Russian imports of low-enriched uranium were banned, though waivers were granted until 2028.